Hanach lener shemen upsila. Hey, so ner is the kli that's holding the oil, the shemen. And in the shemen is the psila, the wick. All these three things is a bosis. Hoyel denase a bosis of davar osam. They're all becoming a bosis, means a foundation to hold up something that's called osa, which is the fire. Hey, so the shalheves itself, the fire itself, is called a davar osar to touch on Shabbos. So trash the davar osar, the shalheves. This muksa of fire itself, of moving fire, Reb Shimon is moider that it's also on Shabbos. Shakli tofel ashleves, because the kli, the menorah, is tofel to the fire. Bo'edoi boy, calls him on it's burning. For loy mishum nechayesh techviyah, not because we chayesh it out the isa kibui, because even if it goes out, it's mutagom, it's tovashenem muskaven. Now the muksa is the fire itself. Now for states of Adir Shver, what is the muksa of the fire? Why is fire such a chomedika muksa? Is it a machlokes? Some of us want to say the pshat is because ish itself is not movable. It doesn't have a shem kli to it. So the fire itself, since you can't move it, that remains a chomedika muksa like Eitzim Vavonim. It has no use. And since you can't create fire on Shabbos, not let it burn, like make something new burn on Shabbos, it's not called movable, it's not called a kli. Mashenkin by space on Yom Tov, maybe that you could burn things on Yom Tov, and not let it create the fire to start with, but it could be moisture from one year to another near, there the Eish is not called such muksa. Another swear that we once said is that on Shabbos is not really the Easter out because we're afraid to go out. It's even if it goes out, we're saying now, current Rav Shimon, it's mut, the Gomer, because it's saying the Maskavin. But it's a swear in muksa that a person stays away not to move fire on Shabbos, because he's afraid on the tzad that does go out, the room in Mitzias will be dark. He won't have light in this room. So not he's afraid because of the Issa Kibui, but he's afraid Poshe, because the room will end up to be dark. So he wants to have light on Shabbos. Therefore, it's a swear a person's Mekatza Das not to go near, not to touch this nair on Shabbos, not to touch the fire on Shabbos. Kedei that the room should not be dark. Mashenkin on Yontif, the person is not so afraid, because on Yontif, even if the fire goes out while you're moving it, you could light it, relight it again from another or from another nair. Therefore, that's the chiluk between Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos, the person's makta das not to touch the fire at all, because he's afraid to go out, and not out the Issa Kibui, but out the Mitzias, the room will remain dark. So coming out, that's the reason why the menorah is muksa, because it's like bosses, it's attached, it's holding up the fire. Therefore, it's all bottled to the top to the fire. Omer Rab Zeiro, Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rabbi Rumnois, Omer Rabbi Rumnis, Li Hita Rabbi, Rabbi was matter for him, the Talto Machto Biafora. He was matter him on Shabbos to touch, to move this Machto, this shovel, Biafora with the ashes inside it. So, how the is that the ashes are muksa on Shabbos, it's ashes that you have no use from. And still he was matir to touch the shovel, even though the shovel is holding all the for all the ashes inside it. So lachur, the shovel now is a bosses. It's a foundation, it's holding up the offer. Still he's matir it. Churit shver, we just got finished saying that the reason why he can't touch the menorah on Shabbos is because it's a bosses, it's holding up the ash. So you see, when something is holding up muksa, it itself is also muksa. So here, why you let it touch the shovel? Lachur, the shovel is holding up the offer, chablai bosses. Rashi, Rabbi Rumnis, Li Hitter, Rabbi Litauto Machto, Shal Lavoina, or Machto, a shovel that usually burned the sense inside of the Lavoina, Biafora with his ashes. Now the Salka Daita, the Havim in the Gemara is Biafora, what does the ashes mean? Imafora comma, with the ashes, She'efe Muksa, the ashes itself are Muksa. For Lohevi Tzrichna, you don't need the ashes. Vashminim, the Chidishiri is the Agav Machto, since you're touching the shovel. The Ika Teres Kliyele, that on the shovel it has a Shem Kli, Tiltol Imafara. Therefore, you're allowed to touch the Kli, the Machta, the shovel, even though there's offer inside it. So that's how Kashla, Churit Shablai Bosa, Ladov Rosa, Vada Shablai Bosa. Omale Rab Zeel Rabasi, Miyam Rab Yechon Hoch, is that true? That you're saying over Om Rabasi, Om Rab Yechon, and that Rab Yechon said this over. For Yotanan, we learned in the Mishnah later in Shabbos. Noitel Odom Binoy. A person is allowed to carry his own son, in the house or in the backyard, with a mechitzis. We even biyodet. The Chiddush says, even though your son is holding a stone, that a stone itself is muksa, but since you're holding up your son, the ikar is your son, the stone is like bottle to the ben, so therefore it's mutter. It's not considered you're touching the even, it's considered you're only touching your son. Or you kill cholera, you're allowed to pick up a basket on Shabbos, also in your house, even though there's a stone inside the basket. Now, v'yomer Rabba bar Bachana, Amar Rav Yechanan, what type of basket are we talking about that's mutter to touch on Shabbos even though there's a stone inside it? Is dafka b'kulkola malaya peiros askinim. We're talking about this basket is full of peiros. That means the ikur in the peiros is a dover heter. You have peiros. Now you have a stone inside there. So it's a svara. What is the kli, the basket holding up? It's holding up peiros a dover heter. And it's holding up this one stone a dover also. What's more choshev? The more choshev is the peiros. Therefore the kli, the ikur is bottled to the peiros, not to the yevin. That's why it's mutter to touch this kli. It's a deek now, time of this papyri only, because in the basket you have peris. Holes papyri loy. But if there wouldn't be peris inside the basket, it'd be awesome to touch the basket on Shabbos. Why? Because since there's a oven inside it, and the oven is muksa, and the basket is holding up the oven, we say this for its bosses of the over osser, the basket becomes osser. The blade shreba yos, how come he was mad to you to touch the machta? How is he mad to touch the machta? Luchura, the machta now, should remain boss as a dover also? Zatumorish, toimim kisho, itakagah, he kept quiet, kishofoda. He kept quiet for 1 second to think of a terrace for this kasha. So Trashi, noitel odom, hakilkolo, a person glad to pick up the basket for Shabbos, even though there's a stone inside it. Tadia, kolaka periloi, the kli nase bosses lieven. The kli becomes a holder for the stone. And the kli is toppled to the stone. Mele it loses its shame kli. As the kli becomes ice kli. So by us also, it should be also to hold the shovel. Since inside the shovel you only have ashes, which is muksa, the kli should lie bottle to the offer. The kasher is Rabbi Yechon himself holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds from the Yisro Muksa. Since he holds from the Yisro Muksa, it should be also to touch this machta. Comes the Gemara. The Yomar, after he waited, he kept quiet for a second to think about the terrace. He said, the Yomar, Hochi Nami the Yispo Karton. There here also, when the shovel wasn't just ashes, just offer. It was pieces of Lavona, pieces of the scent that you could smell, that's mutter to touch on Shabbos. So since you had pieces of Lavona there, therefore it's mutter. It's like both of the Dover Osser and the Dover Heter, and we'll soon say the Havminu is that the curtain is very choshev. Therefore it's not bottled, the Kli is not bottled to the ashes, but instead the Kli is bottled to the carton, to the Lavona, and it's mutter to touch the shovel. Trash it is by carton, shenishtaru menorah left over from the fire. O Lavona, the chatzil areich, you could smell this lavona. The agav lavona metal to the machta im afora. Agav the lavona, you could touch the machta with the offer. Doing the kolam lay a pear, just like we have before, a basket full of pears. We have an betoichay and you have an oven inside it. Drashi kartin shoshi lavona, left over from the lavona. For the gemara om rabaya, kartin be rebbe michashivi. We're talking about a mice of a rebbe's house. Rebbe Zatrashi was the Nossi, he was a Nossi, the Osher, and he was very rich. Heve Michashivi. Is this called Choshev, this one or two pieces of Lavona, these leftover pieces of Lavona to be Choshev? They say that the Kli is bottled to that. Avada by Rebbe, by Vigvir, this has no Choshevis to it. So therefore, what's the Ikir inside the Kli? The ashes, the offer, and that's Muksa. So still, this Machta should be bosses to the ashes. It should still remain Osa. How come he's saying it's Muta? For the Yosher himself, a Rebbe, it's taken not choshev. But since it's choshev for a Niyim, therefore it has a chshivis to it, so for everybody it's mutter. So the Gemara name, for Tanya, will bring a brice and note that you look at each person separately. For an Yosher, it's not choshev, it's bottle, even though for none it is choshev. Now the Tushta will bring is a Tushta on Hilchos Tuma, what's called the Kli to Makabel Tuma. For Tanya, beg big day anil manim. We have a beggar that's only the sheer Zatrashi of Sholosh Al Sholosh. It's only 3 etzboyes, 3 inches by 3 inches. Oy shechutin ova, it's very thick, the material. Have it begotten la niyam linyan tumma. Venani wears this beggar, since for him it's a choshev, a beggar that he can use it for patches, the surface begotten, it's makabel tumma. Big day ashirum ashirum. A nosher though has to have his type of a beggar to makabel tumma. What's a beggar for Noshir? The trashy shloish al shloish. It has to be at least 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Have it be godem lashirim. The whole shchen anima. But if a noni has this size, beggar 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Abba digdi anim lashirim. But if a noni wants to use a beggar for ashirim, loy have beged gabayim. V'loy mekabli tuma. Why? Because for noshu it has no chshiva such a small beged, only gimlet's voice, but gimlet's voice. Is the kasha hokinami be Rebbe botle katin? By Rebbe's house, these one or two pieces left over of Luvana has no chshivas to it. Therefore, the smachta, the shovel, is still a bosses to the offer, the ashes inside it, and it just still remain also. So the more vayta avol the aniyim liyashirim loy, but an usher can't use the oni's beggar. That means it's not makabel tumah. So you see, if the usher has a beggar from an oni, it's not chosher by him. Here also, this carton is not chosher by Rebbe. Elozot gemara mabaya. Midi the heavy agrav sharei, a new heter. The heter to touch this master because it was moist. It didn't look nice, it was disgusting. This new heter, you let it take out. Grav sharei means you have a bowl that you use for the base of kisa, it has the schmutz inside, you let it carry it outside. Since it's so moist, the rabbanu will mat you to touch it, even though it's muksa, you let it carry it outside. So here also, this master, the shovel full of the ashes, is very moist. That's to have minute carried outside. So the more omarov, state shubus bedova, have two kashas on this. Chodah, there's no tzushtel. Grash or rei mois. It's a bowl that you use for the basic kisses. Mamish very meis, it's disgusting. The rabbanim gave you head to take it out. Of a behind the mois, here you have a shovel. Now what do you do in the shovel? You burn the senses, and even though it's burnt through it, you have the yeshes there. It's not so good, it's not so meis. You have to have very meis. Even though the maisa, bizman azed, the matam olif on your Shabbos table, after you finish the suda, people have nuts. And they have other shells on the table doesn't look nice, and even though these shells now, after you finish eating the nuts, the peanut shells, are muksa, we'll mat you to take it off the table. But since the table now looks very mis, you'll have to take it off. But that's because that also looks mis, it's not nice. The whole table where you eat, want to eat on later, you want to use for Shabbos, is mis, you better take it off. Mashenken here, this machto, it's not mis, wherever it is, it's on the floor, it's on the side, you can leave it there. V'yoid, nochakasho, graf sharei, migle. Namala grav sharela is uncovered. V'hai michsi, this is covered up though. The way you make a macht is you cover it up. So Rashi, michsi kol machtois, all these shovels mechusa saying they're covered up. V'yesh bem nekovim leisi reich, there were little holes on top that the reich, when you burn up the stems, goes out and you smell it. But the ikka kli, the ikka ashes are covered up, so bite is not called grav sharei. So the Gemara Ella, what's the maskana? What's the teretz? Ella Omar Rova, ki avinim bei Rav Nachman. When we buy Rav Nachman, have a metaltalinon kinuno agav kitma. When we buy Rav Nachman, we used to be metalta, used to move the shovel full of ashes agav kitma. The chiddush was v'yafagav diikolei shivri etzim. Even though there were broken pieces of etzim, that the broken small pieces of wood are mukser on Shabbos. Still, the metalto, this kinunya, this shovel, because he had ashes inside it. So, because of the teretz, the maskanuis, we're talking about ashes that are not muksa. The mol in the mokam hachazal, they used to use ashes even on Shabbos for dover heter. The marshal, if you had spit rake on the floor, or you had schmutz on the floor, they used to cover it up with ashes. So, before Shabbos, somebody would make and set aside this ashes to use on Shabbos, so the ashes would not be muksa. So to touch the ashes itself in a kli pshit, it's mutter, because the ashes are not muksa. So what's the chiddush here? That even though in this shovel now with the ashes, you have shivrei etzim, you have broken pieces of wood, that the broken pieces of wood are yer muksa, that's a tofel. Because since the most important thing, the ikur, is the kitma, is the ashes, and that's a dover heter, so we have the cloud, where this shovel is the boss, is holding up two things, heter, the ashes, and the yes of the broken wood. Since the ikur is the ashes, it remains mutter to move it. That's the chiddush here. So Rashi agav kitma, Rashi kanun before clean the choshesh meviim boy all of neisom laschanim. Agav kitma shayitzrichem leafar where they needed the yay for the ashes. What lechatas roikot soya to cover roikot soya. So it was dover heter. For Rashi im toim avazoy my tzadiser yeshkan. What's the chiddush? Avad it's mutter. What's the tzadiser? The Rashi hani ravu so the af agav the equal ashes reates him and nu akimta to the meisa. The offer he touched was mutter, but there were shivri etzim, broken pieces of wood there. For ho the Rav Rumnis nami, and same thing the case before. Hai machto b'yafor with the koma machto b'shvil afor v'shreit zoruch loy. For data you alayo mi esmo. We're talking about this shovel full of ashes that he had das to use. This ashes from before Shabbos. Revu sash minon. Af agav di kolay shivri etzim, even though inside the ashes are broken pieces of wood. They have a kukola shell peris wherever mateichom. It lies like this basket full of peris heter and a stone inside it. That's mutter to metalta this basket, since the ikur is the peris and the stone is a tuffel. Here also the ikur is the ashes and the shivri etzim is only a tuffel. So the Gemara. Meisve, we have a kasha, v'shovin, both from Shimon and Yehuda Moida, shim yesh bo shivrei psila shos letaltel, haste this nair that was lit in Shabbos, afterwards when it goes out, even with the Reb Shimon holds when the nair goes out, you'll have to be metaltlit, that's only if the wick is still right to use. But let's say it's a shivrei psila, it's a broken psila, broken wick, that's in the nair. So it comes that you have a nair, that's the candlestick that's holding up the shemen. So inside the candlestick is shemen and a broken wick. We say it's also to tautel this nair. Why? Because since there's a broken wick inside, that's a dover also, that's muksa, it blinds now this nair is a dover bosses to the shemen and to the wick, and therefore it's also. So chura hagmin, the kashu is that the shemen is worth more than the wick. So why don't we say it's still mutter to metaltel this nair? Since inside the nair you have shemen, which is the ikur, and that's mchashev, and that's mutter. And then you also have a psila, a broken wick, but that's a tuffel to it. Just like we say now, you're allowed to carry a basket that has peris with an eved inside it. And for the Gemara, Omer Abaye b'glila shonu. We're talking about a special place here in Glila. So Rashi learns, shechashuvis lehen shivrei psila. This place was very chashev for them to have this broken wick. Shein begodim shopishtim mitzuyin lehem. They didn't have flax begodim there. Hilgach lebatli v'nasa ner boses lehem. Therefore, we don't say the ikur is the shemen. No, the shemen is not as choshev as the psila. So since the psila is more choshev, means more to them than the oil, and this broken wick is muksa, it's not royable, it's a broken kli, therefore those things became muksa. This is the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns, no, it's not shach to say that the psila is so choshev. No, the pshat is that the shemen has such a big abundance of shemen in this place that the shemen has no chshivis. Therefore, the ikur is the wick and not the shemen. That's a teretia. The isir is more chashiv. Therefore, it's called bosses of davar osir. That's osir. Now, showing him before in our two cases of either the basket with the peris and the stone, or else the machta, the shovel with the ashes and the broken wood. Since the ashes of the peris are the ikur, it's called bosses of davar heter. That's muta. No new gemara now. So the Gemara, Levi bar Shmuel Ashkechinhu l'Rebbe Abba. Levi bin Shmuel found Rebbe Abba l'Rafuna barchia. They're both sitting by the door of Rafuna. Omalhu, they asked him a shayla. Ma'o lahachsa mita shal tasoin b'Shabbos. Is it muta to put together like a folding bed on Shabbos? A mita bed, shotasoy means Rashi learns these are people that traveled around. So they used to carry with them their bed. They came at night, they'd put the bed together again and sleep on it. Are you allowed to put a bed together again on Shabbos? So it doesn't mean mamish, a folding bed, that everything is there, you just have to fold it up. That avad is muta. It's not about the legs come off, and you have to assemble it now. Is it muta to assemble it on Shabbos or not? Rashi tasoim sorfer nechoshes or guardian for hochem yiliyah. They go from city to city. Lemlachton is they do their business. For noisni moy mita shaprokim, they carry with them wherever they go this folding bed. So when it comes at night, they put it together. What about on Shabbos? Can they put this bed together or not? So it's a big machloikis, and later we'll soon see what the hezbe the machloikis. So first they enter the armulei shafadom. It's mutter. It's mutter mitchil to put the bed together again. Osla Karmad Rav Yehuda, they went in front of Rav Yehuda. Omar, he said over, Horav and Shmuel the Armat Havayo, both Rav and Shmuel say, Hamach the Mita Shel Tassoyim B'Shabbos. Somebody puts together this folding bed. This bed was taken apart. You put the pieces together again on Shabbos. You should know that Lachar is Chayiv Chattis. It's a Nisidi Raisa. How can you say it's Mutagomer? Not only is it Osman the Rabbonin, he holds even a Chayiv Chattis. What's the Chayiv the Raisa? Such Rashi. Chayiv Chattis. Who tchila tchilosoi the gomer? This is the beginning and the end. The nimtza oisa kli. It's like you're making a kli now. V'chayim mishum makam patish. The makam patish is rash. That's called the av l'chol gomer melocha. That's an av melocha of anything that's a choshava fixing the end of a melocha. Al v'loi mishum binyin. You're not chayim for binyin. Why? The ain binyin bekelem. This is Rashi Shita, the midraisa. This ain binyin bekelem bechlal. Even if you make a whole kli from beginning to end. Taisa's dings, and Taisa says, even though we have the Gemara later that says, Ein binyan b'kelim, that's only if you make a little part of the kli. For you make the whole kli from the beginning 10, like you're doing here, that's also awesome with Raisa.
But Rashi learns, no, there's never is a binyan by kelim. Binyan is only if you make a house, not a kli. So here the melacha is, since you're finishing it off, the final touch is a chashav thing of finishing off this bed, that's a melacha of makadapatish. You're finishing off the whole thing. So how can you say shapadom, you gotta put the bed together, and here it says it's chayav chatis. So the gemara makes it, another kasha have. Hamach the economy menorah b'shabbos. If somebody puts together the pieces of a menorah, hey, the candlesticks come apart, you put it together, it's not safe to oichid or chayiv chatis. Kone sidin. If you have the kone stick sidin, that's people that smear the seed on the walls. I mean, some type of lime. So it's a type of a paintbrush. And this paintbrush, sometimes you want to make it longer or shorter, so you add pieces into the handle. So kone sidin lo yachse. Don't put the handle together in to make it longer. If you do it though, you should know it's potter. It's only yosem. The potter means potter midrashim. It's mutter. Aval osem midrabbanan. It's osem. Rabbi Simoy Yoyma another halacha. Keren agula chayiv. If you're making type of flutes, that if it's round, so when you put sunsi in rashi, when you put the pieces together, they come very strong. They stay in tight. Then you chayiv midrashim salfite the makar patish. You also what he's learned al binyan mekelim. Keren pshut. If the flute is a straight flute, then potter. Since it doesn't stay in too tight, it's potter. But mashma koponim is also midrabbanan. So here we have like three shittas here. One shita is mutter to put the bed together mitchila. One shita is an issa d'raisa. And here we see there are certain cases that are also midrabbanan. Let's see Rashi. Kanim b'neros at Rashi sheyotzim imenu kanim. That pieces come out. Lineiros. For the put the sticks in. Lineiros. Harbe v'noitan himenu. You take it off. You put it back together again. Koneshul Saidin, Hetichon or Malavin Abayis, people that put a seed on the house, the tich, they cement the house like. Besid with the cement, with this lime. Yeshlem Kanam, they have sticks, the Shoprokim of pieces. The Noisa Matlas Brosha, they put the lime on, they put a shmat on top of the stick. Veshorin Besid, and they let the shmat sink into the seed. Hamochi Vetaches Abayis, they painted the house. The top, the Yevshel Elab Konakotsi, needed a small stick. When it went up, they made the stick a little bit longer. So now it's Potter's Atrashi, Shane Zeh Gomri, Shreitzorch Lasla Porkatomit. Since you have to take it off and put it on again, this like stick to make it long, it's not aimed to stay the way it is. So that's not called the Melechas Makabapatish. That's why it's different than putting the bed together. You put the bed together, it's going to stay that way. That's an Issa Makabapatish. Here, the stick, you're just doing it for a short time and you take it off right away. It's not called Makabapatish. They're both type of a flute. You make songs with. Vu also in the covenant has all the bit, kakavra, like a thief. O machnes ben chalilim, you make chalilim inside, o moitzim kailus makes the music. Harbe, keren agula is maizumin, that's a maizumin who. The tzorok is koya ben a covenant bechoizik, you have to stick the pieces in strong together. O since it is the side of the whole issa here. Ve'ave malocha, that's called the malocha. O the kerem shoot, if it's poshet machnisa berevach, then you put it in this, easy. Ve'darken leparken tom, you take it apart, or often. Well, Potter, Ketani, Mios, Bekani, Menorah, with the sticks of the Menorah, it says here, Tichai, Vu Adin, Lomita, Shel Tassoyim. Same halachon, with the bed, Shel Tassoyim. The what? It'll be like Potter, Avalosa. Don't forget, the Tani says, by Koni, Menorah, the Chayiv, and Vu Adin, Lomita, Shel Tassoyim, should also be Chayiv. So it's a stira. You said before, it's Mutagomer, and now we'll learn, you should be Nisadi Raisa. And for the Gemara, the Pshat is like this. Inu di Omer Chiai Tana. They hold it this Tana, the Tanya. Milavnoi Samita. That means the pieces you put underneath the bed to protect the feet of the bed. They shouldn't sink into the ground. You put like a kuster underneath it. So Drashi, Milavnoi Samita, Kain Regalayim. Kitanim, small legs. Yeshlem, base kibble. It has a base to mekabel it. Umatas Atechen Roshay Kari Amiti. You put into this like small leg, the big legs of the bed, Shlayikavu Borot, so that the leg shouldn't sink into the ground. If the mold of floor wasn't a fancy floor we have now, a carpet, it was a dirt floor. So they didn't want the bed to sink into the dirt. So they get the rotten, he used to put a kusta underneath the bed to hold up the legs. That's one thing. You attach the kusta onto the beds on Shabbos, not into Mita, or else Kroya Samita. That's Bechal the sides to the bed. Ulavuchim shel sakivim. Rashi learns Lavuchim shel sakivim. That's 8 cotton. That's a small wood. Kimin daf, like a plank of wood. Shetoykin the keshes. They put into the bow. in the arrow. Shekurin she'olav Moshe chachetz. They used to pull back the arrow in the bow. So on the place we had the arrow in the bow, they put another piece of wood they attached to the bow to make it strong or to hold the arrow in place. So the locher is lo yachsa. Don't put these things on in Shabbos. V'yim hichsu, you put them together, though you should not potter aval osa. It's only osim midirabonet midiraisit smutim.